Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Our show.
Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Thanks so much for joining us. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, with the new improved, super powerful signals now with the three FM radio station signals we have, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, along with the mighty 1290 and the sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. We have Mr. Big Willie himself, who I think is going to be calling in after the 8 o'clock news. I forgot to reach out to him earlier this morning, and now I'm wondering if I'm going to get him or not. Anyway, we're going to try for that. A $300 prize package for you exclusively for the listeners of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. We've got Catherine Tolman here, who is the mayor of St. Clairsville. You can see the show, the Facebook live stream on the Dimitri profile page, also on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. And you can see Sammy, who has just made an appearance, and he's checking out something in her hand there. There's Sammy, and then you can see all of that stuff. So we've got all of that. And so much more here for you. By the way, can you imagine $300 prize package?
Oh, I
believe
very easy believe that. Yes,
that's
I
unbelievable.
Do. Very
it's very heavy even to lift. Seriously,
I'm sure
even,
you're right.
And that includes also oil change and a car wash and a multi-point inspection.
Nice.
Everything.
That's very nice.
Everything. And you even get a crown and lots of little duckies
like
in there.
Crown. That you wear it well.
No, I don't. You would wear it
heavy
well.
Heavy is the head that wears the crown.
Maybe. You want to try it on? Or
well, what the heck.
Okay. Let's see what it looks like on... Okay, let me take a... hold on. Does that work? There, there you go. Okay.
This is what I'm told not to do in parades.
Something's wrong with that lipstick. Yeah, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with her.
I can't
there
speak
is
to
something,
that, but I just...
There is
the
something wrong with
that
her.
She threw at me was shocking.
No question. So. We have just a little bit of time
left. Have you ever read the book by Sun Liu, The Art of War?
No, I have not.
Is it
Chinese, though? I don't read Chinese.
No, it's not, but it was written 3,000 years ago. It should be required reading.
I thought it was in Chinese.
Not the one I've got, because I don't speak Chinese, but it should be required reading for anybody in politics.
Why? What does it say? Like with this Christy Lipscomb?
Well, it's just...
The Art of War with Christy Lipscomb. What would you do?
Well, it says that if an enemy attacks you, you attack back, but you do it in a strategic way.
Yeah.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yes.
And he's got all sorts of very pithy sayings that are very applicable to being in politics.
So you're going to go after every one of the city council members?
Not after them, but I'm going to talk to them and see if we cannot come to a rational conclusion about what they are usurping from Scott's job.
Are you going to talk with Tara about all the tables and chairs littering the sidewalk? That people can't get around it.
That.
Especially wheelchair people.
Yes,
people in wheelchairs.
Yeah. Leslie and I had a long talk about that. Yes.
Okay.
I will.
All right. Now, what about the others? What can you do to Jim Velez?
Well, I will talk to him and ask him to please make sure they understand that indeed what Scott did was in his purview.
Why is he whining? Why is Sammy whining? He's looking at you and he's whining. Is it because the begging?
Yes.
Is this what he wants?
Yes. Every time you do that, you're provoking him to want a treat.
Well, but, just say no. Here, Sammy, no.
I'm sorry, but Betty Ford is gone. We can't just say no now. But I am not an early morning person. Anybody that knows me will tell you that.
Yeah, you made that abundantly clear.
Yes,
with
I did.
Every
I kept telling
time.
You, you're killing me. You're
yeah,
killing me.
Yeah.
But this is important enough for me.
Oh,
to
give the
up.
Dog up. Give him a treat. So he's just looking at you, and he's pitiful. And he's salivating. Just give him a treat. Yeah, there you go.
I may have to just leave the dog here with you.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
I'll pick him up
don't
on
you
Saturday.
Dare. What are you going to do to the other city council members?
Well, I'm going to try to talk to them and ask them exactly why do you feel this is a problem? Because, for example, Tara said it doesn't place any limit on how high Catherine and Scott can go. Well, I find that insulting.
Sure.
We would not do anything that is not fiscally responsible.
Right.
Our whole job is to try to save money and do things in the most fiscally responsible way. Scott, again, has amalgamated positions and added responsibilities. Had we not done that, he would have had to hire brand new employees to the tune of $80,000 plus a whole benefits package.
Right.
What he did saved a bunch of money. And for whatever reason, we can't seem to make council understand that. What we did by assigning more duties and compensatory pay for those duties is saving money. You're saving a whole benefits package.
Sure.
So, but again, I don't know what to do to make them understand it. I think Joe Vavra has talked to them about it. And
Joey.
Yes,
he's our law
director.
Well, he's explained to them it's legal.
He is. He's the critical.
And yet, still, some of the city council members are going, "We're not sure that's right."
It's
legal. It's your legal guy.
It's the answer, and they don't like to hear it. But I find it very vexing and frustrating.
Yeah.
Things are going very, very well
in our
city. What is
he doing now? What is that noise? He has the whole bag.
He's eating the whole bag.
Oh, for the love of God!
You know, he usually has a big puke after that. No, I'm just teasing. You're so easy. But anyway.
A lot of women have said that over the years. In any event. So where do we stand now? What are they going to have? Other executive sessions, not inviting you, humiliating you?
Monday night will be our next meeting. I'm not sure how it will go. The only thing I want
to
know.
You should demand an opportunity to speak and call out city council and say to them, you tried to humiliate me. You tried to undermine me. Shame on every one of you. And really just bitch slap everyone.
I'm not quite sure how I'm going to go in there yet.
I think that's how you should do it.
Formulating various ideas. But I also, my dad used to say, stuff like this is what he used to call homemade trouble.
Yeah.
Things are going so well.
Homemade trouble's good.
Yeah,
good.
I mean, that they're making a problem out of something that should not have been.
Right.
And so,
what is he doing? He's looking at you and he's ready to bark.
He wants another one of these because you started, you know the old story, if you give a mouse a cookie and you gave him the whole bag of bacon strips, so.
I didn't buy the begging strips. Now he's begging for the begging strips. Look at this. This is pathetic, for
God's
sake.
I'm going to have to ride home with a gassy dog. Thank you.
Good. No concern on my part, let me tell you.
Yeah,
none whatsoever. I hope
lucky
your air filter's pretty
but
good
no,
in your car.
In all seriousness, yeah. I very much appreciate the opportunity to come in and voice my concerns because even though, you know, we're past that meeting.
Sammy,
Some of the comments in the paper, I thought, left room for doubt.
Sure.
That we were doing things exactly the
I
legal way.
I think those
way.
Comments in the paper made them look like idiots.
Well,
I must tell you.
I feel the same way. I think they were very inflammatory, and they did not do the city one bit of good.
And your lawyer, Joe Vavra, nice guy.
Yes, and he's told them 100 times that this is legal. They don't want to hear
it. If they don't like it, they have the power, the legislative power, to change it.
And that's what they did. They changed and took that power away from Scott, which will only make his job harder.
Is he going to quit?
No. But, and you know, and I've told council before, I do the best I can to motivate. I mean, I've told this before. On my birthday, I go buy steaks, and we have steaks for lunch. And they say, No, we should be buying you gifts. I said, no, you guys give me the gift every year. You work so hard. This is my gift to you for my birthday. And people bring in casseroles. I'll take in Sloppy Joe's when it gets cooler. I want to keep our morale high, but I can't put extra money in their pockets. I can't pay their gas bills.
Right.
That's up to council to take care of that financial.
They never do that. They've got all sorts of problems with, you know, giving pay raises and not giving pay raises, and they made Jeremy's life difficult. What the hell's wrong with these people?
I don't know. And it upsets me because we have got a really good team. If I were a horse breeder, I've got a stable, really good thoroughbreds. They work hard, but they need motivated and they need appropriately.
They need to be geldings is what you need with it. You got a gelding each one of them. Yeah.
Well,
you already did with Sammy, so you should do that with some of the city council members.
But they need to appreciate the talent we have. You talk about talent that you have in radio and things like that. We have that same kind of talent. They make things happen in our town. and they need to be remunerated and appreciated. And I don't understand why council has got such a bug.
They're just making problems needlessly.
Again, homemade trouble.
It really is, because, again, if there were any real problems going on at St. Clairsville, everybody and their brother would be sent. The stuff I get is unbelievable.
Oh,
90%
you.
I can't use. I don't care how many are gay. I don't care how many are bisexual. I don't care how many are screwing around in their wives or their husbands or their whatever. Unless there is a direct financial link to, you know, taxpayer money, anything short of that, I don't care. Go screw on, go be happy. I don't care.
Sammy, but if they're stealing money. Sammy is a cross-dresser.
What?
Sammy's a cross-dresser, but it really doesn't bother me. Sometimes he dresses like a chihuahua. Never mind. I'm not good at 7 a.m.
You know, I believe you.
Yeah. Well, I know, scary, isn't it? But no, in all honesty, yes. I certainly appreciate the forum to come out and voice my concerns, because, again, this information is erroneous, it's inflammatory, and it's wrong.
So what's going to happen now with the position that he just created or merged with something else in a pay raise? Is that going to be going away now?
No, because that has already been done, those amalgamated positions. And Eric,
they don't have the power to reverse that?
No.
I would think they would.
Not that I know. We have talked to our legal counsel.
To Joey.
We're good.
To Joey.
So,
yeah.
But they just, again, I don't know if they don't trust Scott. And they have no reason not to. They loved him. They do love him. I think
they
approve
him,
at me.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Ken, what is going on with these people?
I have no idea. But I think they're mad at me, and I don't know why. But come talk to me. I'm pretty open. So.
Wow. You think this Kirsty Lipscomb is going to try to run for mayor? Is this what she waits 2 months to sandbag or to blindside you and all that? You think
if
that's
she
what's
does,
going on?
God bless her. I hope if she would.
You're going to run again?
I haven't even gotten that far. I don't know what I'm having for lunch. Don't ask me that.
Oh, okay,
that's 2 years down the road.
Really?
Yeah.
You might want to start planning now. What else is going on in St. C? You got Johnny O, the big announcement
that
we just broke here.
October 21st, Tuesday evening, we are doing Boo at the amphitheater.
And where's the amphitheater?
Down by the rec center in the football field.
By the United or
by
Unified?
By the Unified Bank Building, yes. Okay. The football field in the amphitheater. They will have the blow-up scary things. We'll have businesses handing out candy. Johnny O will be one of them.
Right.
And that will be from 6:30 to 8
okay.
on Tuesday night, the 21st. Sammy and I will be there, and he'll be dressed in his chihuahua costume.
I'm afraid to ask. Oh, you know what you could do? A chihuahua costume. A sombrero.
That's exactly what I was going to do.
That would
and
be
I was
going to
put Hakeem on him or something.
There you go.
Yeah. Not very nice. But Sammy is a good sport. He likes to go see all the kids, and I do too. And so
God, that dog loves you. He just can't stop staring at you.
I know. Well, to be adored so much.
I know.
Now, he keeps my schedule. He's like the one that says, come on, we got to move on to the next thing. We're leaving in a minute, buddy.
Yeah.
It's almost over. But again, thank you so much for this platform.
Oh, no. Happy to do it. Is there, I don't know what I don't know. So is there anything else I should have asked you that we can share with our listeners regarding what's going on in this lovely little city in St. C. that's being ruined by these city council members?
No, I mean, there's really nothing else to share. We've got some more good things coming down the road I can't speak to yet.
Well, that's okay. I'm authorized. What?
You know, no, they can be very good about passing legislation that we know we have to have right away. They're very good, like water things. But for whatever this compensating our own family, our own employees, and to do it fairly, we're not trying to break the bank. We're trying to save money.
It's like they've got some sort of problem about paying employees in St. Clairsville.
They do.
Which is insane to me. Which is absolutely insane.
Doesn't make sense to me either, but oh well.
I hear you. So. I always give my guests the last word, and it can be you or Sammy barking for about a minute. Say pretty much anything you want. You can repeat key points that you made. Tell people what's coming up. Tell people how to get in touch with you. St. Clairsville Mayor Catherine Tallman.
Tallman, yes.
My microphone is yours.
Thank you very much, Dimitri. And again, I very much appreciate the forum to come in and clarify some miscommunications and some misthoughts about what happened at our council meeting. I certainly hope that people understand why I ask for council people to be prepared and to come into the meetings. I don't think that's a bad request at all or an unusual expectation. I have high expectations of my staff. I set the bar high, and The fact is, council may not work for me, but we all work for you, the city. And I'm going to give you every damn drop of value I have to give and to bring. And I want them to do the same. Sammy brings every drop of value he can because we love our town. We love St. Clairsville, and we're just going to keep making it bigger and better. Yeah. Thank you.
And drops of drool on my carpeting as
there
well.
Can you clean up that mess? It's indoor-outdoor.
Oh, well, in that case. All right. Catherine Tallman, St. Clairsville City Council Mayor. Give me about 30 seconds here to go into the break here. And let's see, move this over, and maybe we can show Sammy.
Can
we see? Can we see Sammy?
Sure, here's Sam.
There's Sammy. All right.
There's Sammy.
There's Sammy. Yes, Sammy. You're on Facebook Live. You want to say hello to everybody on Facebook Live?
Speak.
Sammy?
Hey, speak.
Sammy?
Speak. Speak. Hey. He's thinking about it.
He may not speak English. I don't know. In any event, all right. So there's Sammy. So, Mayor, thank you so much.
Thank you very much to me.
Appreciate it. And anytime you or Scott or Gay or anybody else or Jen need anything, just say the word.
I absolutely will. I know you're very very much there for us.
What is he doing now? He's chewing on the
bag. He doesn't trust me now. He's like, is there any more left in there? No, there are not.
God. Okay. So. Trust issues with a collie. Unbelievable. All right.
Well, remember, Dimitri's in the well. I'm going to use that as your tagline. Do you need me out of here? I'm leaving. Goodbye.